What else is there? When we are no longer aligned with the ordinary and customary things of life, when we no longer resonate with the politics, the old paradigm system of money and transactions, the old templates of relationship, the shoulds, the oughts, cultural conditioning, inorganic and unnatural living, the current dysfunctional system itself. What else is there when we have transcended the hold of the past and become liberated from wants, needs, desires, and expectations? What else is there when we have said no to adaptation and yes to authentic being? What else is there when we have moved beyond a life built on possessions and ownership of things and people, and released ourselves from the ownership that things and people may impose upon us? What else is there when we have freed ourselves and reclaimed our natural spiritual right, our human right, to live outside and beyond the devolutionary beliefs, conditions, and impositions of a dysfunctional society? What else is there when we live from a place of true inner freedom? Around which all else revolves. When one is living the experience of such love in every moment of one's life, then one is truly living, truly alive. The question from Orion Mountain Dreamer's invitation re-emerges. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. The what is love? For in the falling away of everything, we discover and come to intimately experience the very essence of love, and are gifted one of the most fulfilling of all experiences, true freedom. To hold and be held in love is transcendent. To fully embody only love, to be present to each other and the world only as love, ultimately releases us from the wheel of karma, death, and rebirth. We have understood at the deepest level that we are love. We transcend the evolutionary necessity to come back, for there is nothing more to learn. We may, however, choose to return as love, in service to humanity, nature, and this beautiful, extraordinary planetary consciousness that is Earth.